Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Howitt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Bordick. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Walt Weiss. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ron Darling. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Lewis. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Glenallan Hill. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Charles Nagy. And now, play ball. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Berga hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There's a wild pitch. Bell moves to second. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground, foul, into right field, out of the reach of Howitt. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Bell scores. It's 3-0, Indians. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Whiten hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1-2. McGuire hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Steinbach hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Lofton. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Steinbach moves to third. 2 outs. Dan Howitt is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Howitt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howitt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thome moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Thome moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Thome scores. 2 outs. It's 4-0, Indians. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lewis hits a pop-up into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Weiss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hill. Weiss reaches second base with a double. Jerry Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a line drive towards short. Lewis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lewis. Weiss scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berga hits a pop-up towards short. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sorrento is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sorrento hits a fly ball into left center field, beyond the reach of Wilson. Sorrento reaches second base with a double. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darling spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Darling. Sorrento moves to third. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten hits a line drive beyond short. Weiss can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Sorrento scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill hits a line drive beyond second. Bordick can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Whiten moves to third. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thome is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thome hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a line drive for a single. McGuire moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Howitt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Howitt is 0-for-1 in the game. Howitt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento fields it and throws to second for the out. McGuire moves to third. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alomar is 0-for-1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Alomar. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Bordick applying the tag. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive for a single. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lewis hits a fly ball into right field. Howitt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Steinbach and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berga hits a line drive into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Weiss hits a line drive for a single. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Brown bunts towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to second. One out. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. how it settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Sorrento takes first base on ball 4. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Whiten is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Whiten hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Sorrento moves to second. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Thome hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sorrento moves to third. Whiten moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Sorrento scores. Whiten scores. Thome goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Indians. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Steinbach for a passed ball. Alomar moves to third. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a fly ball into right field. How it settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown now playing center field. Jamie Quirk now catching. Terry Steinbach now playing first base. Troy Neal now playing left field. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Berga hits a line drive for a single. Lewis moves to second. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sorrento is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dan Howitt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Howitt is 0 for 2 in the game. Howitt hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a line drive towards first. Sorrento reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Weiss is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Weiss is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Weiss hits a line drive beyond second. Berger can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Whiten is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tomey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tomey hits a line drive for a single. Hill moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Alomar hits a line drive towards right. Howitt catches it and throws to second to double uphill. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Felix Furman now playing second base. Eric Plunk now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 0-for-3 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Troy Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Neal hits a fly ball into left field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown now playing third base. Jim Corsi now pitching. Harold Baines now playing right field. Lance Blankenship now playing center field. D. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lofton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howitt scoops it up and throws to first, with Corsi covering, for the out. 1 out. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furman hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Baines, who is chasing the ball. Furman reaches third base with a triple. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Steve Olin now pitching. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lewis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Olin fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Dan Howitt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Howitt is 0 for 3 in the game. Howitt strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Oakland Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.